Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wally Zimalong, who had quite a hearing over there in Montgomery County around this shutdown of the schools, even private schools, whatever, throw them all into one barrel. No science, no nothing. Hey, Wally, time is money. Dan's right. Welcome in. Hi.
Thanks, Tom. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, same here, Wally. And again, you shared with me, I guess the first nugget was the day before the big hearing with all these parents groups, that you get a call from the attorney for the other side saying the health board members can't possibly come in and testify about why they made this big decision, because they're professional people and they have jobs and they have responsibilities, right?
Yeah, Tom, as you know, we were unsuccessful in getting the injunction on Friday, and this one really stung. Unlike some of the other cases, we've been involved with a lot of big cases, you know, like the Pelosi case and the Feibusch case. You know, those were cases involving one individual, and there was certainly a movement behind it. But here, you know, my co-counsel, Jacqueline Mason, and myself were really fighting for hundreds of thousands of individuals in Montgomery County, and I feel like, you know, we came up short. So we felt the real weight of all the parents out there. So that's the first part that stung. But the second part that really bites is the sheer arrogance of this board. And you touched on it, the first part that brings forth the arrogance was the phone call, rather shocking phone call that I received at 8 p.m. From the counsel for the board prior to the hearing, requesting that the board members not be required to testify. And then being told by this attorney that I didn't really need them to testify. And then he called me a blank for demanding that they testify. And
was that the D word possibly there?
It began with an A.
I'll let everyone draw
their conclusions. Here's what I said. If these board members want to make big boy decisions, they could put on their big boy pants and they could show up as they've been subpoenaed to do. We are proceeding at 9 a.m. and they better be there. And sure enough, they were there.
Now, the testimony itself did not divulge, apparently, a lot of scientific data, or did it?
No, it was limited to the Sunshine Act and the specifics of the Sunshine Act, because that's what it really was. At times, we did our best to try to ask the board members about the science and the data, and we were met with the objections that we expected. But, you know, even into the meeting, the arrogance of this board, and really this guy Lane, this guy Michael Lane, I mean, he's a total disgrace. He's the one that along with our Kush really cooked this up with this secret 6 o'clock meeting that we'll get to in a second. But, you know, Kenny and Wolf and Levine, say what you want about them and their edicts, at least they try to feign empathy. This guy couldn't care less about the parents of Montgomery County. And he's a CEO of a major health system. I mean, I'm not going to say the name of the health system because I don't want to besmirch the hardworking doctors and nurses and other folks at the health system. But, oh, my God, what an embarrassment. His total demeanor during this was all done via Zoom. You would have thought he was sitting in front of his fireplace having a glass of wine. That's the attitude he took. No empathy. Didn't take this serious at all. Again, I was blown away that this is the chairman of the Board of Health, who had just shut down Montgomery County schools for 2 weeks, thrown people's lives in disarray. And really, he was one of the most arrogant people that I've ever come across in nearly 20 years of practicing law.
And Wally Zimmelong, Valerie Arcus did not have to testify. That would have been, I would have had to take off to come and eyeball from the front row for that.
Well, you know, bring up an interesting point. You know, we did attempt to get Commissioner Arcus to testify, and you know, it was determined at the time during the preliminary conference that it didn't seem like Valerie Arcus had much involvement here. But lo and behold, you know, after the 8 p.m. phone call, we got literally a midnight filing from the board. And at the time, the board discloses for the first time that on November 12th, following the public meeting, Valerie Arcus calls a secret meeting with the Board of Health that no one from the public attended, obviously. None of the other commissioners attended. And it was our contention that at that meeting is when this scheme to shut down all the public, private, and parochial schools in Montgomery County was hatched. And it's just shocking to me. I mean, if I'm the other two commissioners in Montgomery County, I'm saying to myself, well, what about me? Why wasn't I invited to this meeting? And, of course, you know, the board was prepared for the questions that we had for them. And we weren't able to elicit too much information, but it was clear that they discussed how they were going to proceed on the resumed hearing on Friday, that Valerie Arcus shared with them mysterious data that was never shared with the public. We still don't know what this data is that she shared with them, and certain medical information that she shared with them that ultimately led the board to decide at the meeting the next day to shut down the schools.
And Wally, it seems to be the tenor was, too, that they were pretty upset and surprised. They must be living in another world. The number of parents, how desperate they were, how much they've organized this quickly, and a lot of them strike Lee as not necessarily the most political people, but just outraged over what this is going to do to their lives and their kids.
Yeah, that was a interesting part of the testimony that was elicited. You talk about the tone deafness of this board. The individual that testified, I think it was Mr. Katz, said, "Oh, he was shocked that the board was getting so much pushback from parents. I guess they just thought that the parents of Montgomery County were just going to sit back and take it." And I'm thinking to myself, what did you expect? You're going to just lob this on less than 24 hours notice that you're going to shut down schools for 2 weeks after, you know, frankly, these kids have been half in school, half out of school with the way that some of these school districts are handling things. And they really canceled that first meeting because they ran away with their tails between their legs, because the parents of Montgomery County were giving them heck, and rightfully so. And these board members were too chicken to take it.
Wally, then this parents group, which is formed, and we've been on their Facebook, whatever. I mean, the numbers and the intensity of this is surprising to me. Usually it fades, but it's not. There's a federal suit now. You're not involved in that one, are you?
I'm not involved with the federal suit, so I don't really know much about it. I've heard about it. I actually went on and have been looking at the federal court docket, the Eastern District docket here in Pennsylvania. I haven't been able to find anything that's been filed yet. Maybe it's still sitting on the clerk's desk over there, so I can't really make too many comments on it.
So what happens next here then? What is it that, let's say the worst, because they don't seem to still get it that come December 6th, I would think the same metrics or worse are going to be out there. Would they have the nerve, do you think, based upon what you've seen, to say, well, let's just can it, do it this way through Christmas. Let's start over again in the new year and just stay virtual through that.
Well, certainly they have the nerve. Based upon my experience with them, I think the only thing that could stop them is the continued pressure by the parents. I do understand that this proposed federal lawsuit does challenge the authority of this health board to issue these orders. It's frankly something that I think probably has merit. If I had more time and we had more resources to research that issue and really roll up our sleeves and do a deep dive on it, I think we'd probably find that they don't have the authority to do it, and an edict from a local county health board doesn't have the force and effect of law, and school districts could probably ignore it. I think that's going to be the thrust of the federal lawsuit. That's at least my understanding. I don't have any involvement with it. So hopefully that gets some traction, because that's what you ultimately got to do. You got to yank the power away from these folks. But you know, anything's possible. You know, you embolden this board. And I think this is something that I emphasized before. What's shocking about this is they're accountable to nobody. They're accountable to nobody. These are appointed, cherry picked, appointed bureaucrats that now can tell you when you can send your kids to school and when you can't send your kids to school, and God knows what else they could tell you to do.
And so I would add this, Wally, as a point of law and a point of common sense. It's one thing, too, if it's the public schools. It's enough of a horror. But then when you're getting into the private schools in this matter and you're just doing this, it is stunning. But you're right. That's what we're up against out of Montgomery County. It's this Valerie Arcouche principally, and the people that she put on that board that I'm sure she picked are just representations of what she thinks.
The parochial schools in Montgomery County and in Philadelphia, and even the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, probably has the best case against all of these orders. We have an excellent state religious freedom law in Pennsylvania. We also have the First Amendment. The private schools arguably have the second best case. But that's something that really needs to be dug into and brought forward, because I think that line of attack will ultimately stop these broad-ranging orders that seek to micromanage every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. Hey, Wally, thank you. As always, please keep us in the loop. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more stuff happening here. Thank you, Wally.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.